Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have Gary Richard Arnold here. We close off the week talking about the Luciferic globalist agenda and the specific parties that are involved with it. And if you think this is not happening, whether it's suppressing advances in medicine, technology, travel, ecosphere stabilization, even prevention of superstorms like the ones sitting in the Carolinas, you're delusional. And we're going to make you less delusional if you listen to this hour. Gary, let's start off with the top. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, probably some of the snakes laying in our own community, the organizations that are fashioning our thoughts and censoring us and able to strike and give us a very venomous bite.
You're talking about Nextdoor, which is one of the articles you sent me. Tell me about that.
Yeah, Nextdoor was created about 8 years ago, and of course Santa Cruz is one of the earliest testing points where the regular white rats over here, were the controlled village. But it was put together by Greylock, and they've been able in the last couple of years to start snarking and biting businesses. They put a Chinese restaurant out of business. A guy had donated to Trump, and I guess he had sent a couple $100 to David Duke a number of years earlier. So they're not only looking at your current information. If you sign a petition or a campaign or donate to somebody, you know, the Marxist Village doesn't like, they're capable of going after you. And of course, David.
Now talk about the history of Greylock, because Greylock is tied directly to, I think it is, Facebook, isn't it?
Exactly. They're the ones that put it together. In fact, on their site for a long time, I don't know if it's still there, they have Zuckerberg saying that he couldn't have, you know, created Facebook without Greylock. And you go into Greylock and you look at the time, again, you know, more and more they're hiding information.
Right.
The staff and the CEO and person after person came from either the CIA or the Mossad or InQtel. And
or the NSA, the No Such Agency, too, right? What's InQtel? What is InQtel?
InQtel is a venture capital organization that works with the alphabet organizations, such as the NSA, FBI,
all the alphabet agencies you're talking about, right? The alphabet. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, like I said, ABC, CIA, NSA, DARPA, you know, all the different agencies. And I guess we heard last time that when the uranium won, that the Clinton Foundation got $145 million for, and Bill got a $500,000, you know, 45-minute speech, that there were 17 so-called intelligence agencies that concurred that it was okay to give 20% of our uranium to Russia, according to the media and the Clintons and the people that are creating their own story. But
wow.
I would be sure that all those 17 agencies that concurred also needed the approval of Hillary herself as head of the State Department, and she did, of course, approve it, and she was a financial beneficiary. And all we saw was the, you know, the $145 million go to the foundation, but you can imagine their bank accounts and properties with several different titles that these people move in and out of all the time. What's reported is very little of the real structure.
Right.
It's like the left behind group that's been giving Trump such a problem. They have setups all over the place, and a lot of them were put under Reagan's in 1986, I think it was, he put together some national committees for democracy, and they even made two separate ones, one designed for retired Republican and senatorial politicians, etc., and one for the Democrats, and then they had a third one. But those organizations are part of the Roundhouse, or part of the protection, the Council on Foreign Relations protection of their apparatchiks. They move from foundations to these organizations such as Carnegie, the German Marshall Fund.
And by the way, these foundations don't pay taxes. They are massive slush funds for globalist, satanic, Luciferian, high-level Masonic leaders, both on the left and the right, that are planning to have a total takeover of the world economy. I want to throw something out right now. While we're this far in,
set up the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor a reserve,
exactly.
Together, the tax-exempt foundations to immunize the conspirators from having their wealth set upon.
But exactly. I want to throw something out. We talked about the banks with last hour with Hardy Schlanger on the teetering on the edge of catastrophe. They had a rant for about 4 minutes. The big movie about 3 years ago called Big Short. But they didn't fix anything from the 2008 collapse. They pretended that in this movie for about 4 minutes that they had sent people to prison, fixed everything. They didn't. And I believe, and I put this proposal before Harley, that they're planning on a controlled demolition of the world economy, just like in 17 years ago, earlier this week, on Tuesday, they had a controlled demolition of the World Trade Center. As I've said, stated the name, you know, like the defunct toy company called Toys R Us. Terrorists are us. Also, banker and globalists are us. In other words, there's a controlled demolition plan to blow up the economy because they want to move it to the matrix system, otherwise known in the Bible as the mark of the beast. This system is coming, and it's going to come from America. It's not coming from Britain, not coming to their proxy, they're part of it, but it's not coming from Britain alone. It's coming from the United States of America, and Britain, of course, is a collaborative, but it's primarily going to be foisted on the entire world. And this is extremely dangerous because it's eventually going to result in thermonuclear, scalar, biological, and chemical war. And people don't get this, do they? They don't realize that the controlled demolition of the economy is going to precede and be part of the process we call the tribulation, isn't it?
Right. Well, you're exactly right. When the communists controlled near 40% of the world, you know, the world's geography during the 60s, I guess. But it, you know, the problem wasn't in Moscow or Beijing or Havana. It was New York City and Washington, D.C. That's exactly where it comes from.
That's why the slaughterhouse grounds were given over to the United Nations. Again, the United Nations is just not a proxy for the British Empire, isn't it? And the British Empire is still projected through Jersey and Guernsey and Grand Cayman Islands, where trillions of dollars of slush fund money and bubble economy is controlling the world and controlling these foundations, isn't it?
Yeah, and in fact, that's the model. If you just go a couple layers back, you see that most of the people that we elect have been processed through foundations or made popular through the media that these multi-billionaires, you know, that control the newspapers are posting the Times and AP. In fact, the Associated Press, again, that's I'm familiar with that because California Forward, that horrible lobby, part of Common Cause and Leon Panetta, the Irvine Foundation donates millions of dollars to it. The head of it was Gary Pruitt. Gary Pruitt runs Associated Press. He's right in there with the liars and the people doing everything he can to destroy self-government.
Well, that's why I call it the liocracy, because It's not just the regular media. It's also even Fox. Fox may lie 50% as fast as the other agencies, but they're all liars, aren't they?
Exactly. If anybody does isolate Murdoch and look at all of the multinational organizations he's involved in and supporting, he is the guardsman or the last person to for people to put their hope in, and you'll never hear just like the Claire Booth Foundation and those women that are shuttled around the United States supposedly being conservative.
One of them is our Filipino lady. What's her name? We've got
Michelle Malkin.
She's always got this mealy mouth kind of screaming about things, but she never crosses red lines, naming the agencies, the people, and the plans that are really doing. She always seems enraged. The same way, and who's the other lady?
Landmark Foundation, which is Mark Levin.
Exactly. Back in a moment. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Continue. I often get letters too while I'm even on air from people like John W. Spring from Anaheim. And what people need to start understanding is that a lot of things are going on even under the nose of Trump where he either is ignorant or he's collaborative of it. And people have to understand who Trump is. Trump is a high-level Royal Irish Scottish Rite Mason. He's a white hat, meaning he's a patriot and he's trying to do good things, and I support him politically. But I also want to control some of the stupid decisions he's making, such as threatening Syria, and not dealing with financial issue. The fact that they haven't set up a wall between speculative banking and the banks, and that we're about to have another financial collapse, probably starting in Europe with the German banks, and the international bubble debt that they've built all around the world. It's actually a lot worse than 2008, and it could blow any time. You have to understand, this is a controlled demolition. The globalists, when I went to Colorado Springs, and without getting into a lot of detail, I went to the city from which the ultimate central node of the mark of the beast in the world will come. Colorado Springs, Falcon, Colorado, 18 miles east, little town, where the three high-level security military base in the world, Falcon, is underground. Falcon is not above ground, it's underground. U.S. Space Command's there, Missile Defense Command, etc., and the Virtual World Project, which is the central control node of the world cybernetic model of the planet Earth, just like the movie The Matrix. If you think we're making this up, you're not paying attention. And all of the globalist things that are going on right now, including ICLEI and the COGS and all the other things we're talking about in this third hour on Fridays, is all converging in the near future on a geopolitical collapse combined with a geoclimatic collapse, where I have fires everywhere, and superstorms like this one hitting the Carolinas. It's all by design, amplified by our policies and our practices. And the globalists are fully aware of this, aren't they?
Yeah, well, those are the triggers. They're virtually landmines in every community set to go off to make people dependent on the Soviets, which are the councils of government. And they have, at least in the area around here in California, I don't know what it might be like in a rural area, but usually they'll have somebody from the Women's University Association. They'll find somebody. They also use the network, the Unitarians, quite a bit, too. Over here in Santa Cruz and Santa Monica, Armin Hammer attended the Unitarian Church in Santa Monica. The Los Angeles one, Stephen Fritchman, I think his name is. That was Dorothy Healy and Tom Hayden and Jane Fonda and, you know, all of those people. But the Unitarian Association was headed at the turn of the last century by William Howard Taft, who was both Skull and Bones and, you know, head of that association. And his father was the co-founder. His name was Alfonso Taft. And he was also appointed. He was appointed by Grant at the end of the Civil War. He was appointed as both ambassador to Russia and secretary of state, I believe. Oh, no, it's the Department of War. So
right.
These guys are called the Brotherhood of Death. Since the late 1800s, there was a break-in to their tomb in which they do their rituals where they crawl into a coffin and, you know, do their...
Yeah, the Brotherhood of the Death is the same as the Skull and Bones, isn't it?
Yeah, and in fact, the I think they call themselves Claw and File because they were able to get in there. And if people get Dr. Sutton's book, the last portion of it deals with a lot of the occult stuff, which I'm not that well versed, but
I'm pretty well versed in it. They actually say a swear an oath, and both Mr. Carey and Mr. George Bush Jr. swore an oath half naked while masturbating and telling about their secret sexual fantasies while swearing an oath to the goddess knew that would destroy their soul in hell. Literally, they did this. Okay, in the
there are some passages which are identical to the Illuminati, in which people wrote a book. One was Abbe Berwell, a Frenchman, and another guy by the name of Robinson. I can't think of his first name, but they both wrote about the Illuminati, and they never met each other. So when those books with each other, it, you know, supports the strength and the truth of it, and it turns out that those same rituals, many of those same rituals are used by Skull and Bones, which is your John Carrier, your Austin Goolsbee, your David Boron, and
And by the way, Austin Goolsbee was the controller of Barack Obama, wasn't he?
Exactly. He was with him when he, you know, he was a two-year senator, United States senator. And, of course, he
right.
was controlled earlier than that out of Indonesia and God knows where else. But
I'm going to get into a few things here that people ordinarily don't hear. When you know these are all tied to pedophilia and other rings, it's not because they're, quote, primarily mentally ill sexual perverts. It's because they're involved with Masonic ceremonies where they actually consume the ectoplasm of the pedophilia and a ritual sacrifice of children and adults so they can actually control the nature of reality. And believe it or not, these people are literally using the ceremonies to create what we call beings of clay and iron, claying human flesh indwelt and controlled by transdimensional entities, otherwise asking to be possessed. So people don't understand this. Persons like, for example, Hillary Clinton, I call her the Hilda Beast. She was transformed because her family were the Rodhams, were high-level warlocks and witches for many centuries in Europe, the Rodhams. And in fact, she was actually brought to a sacrificial chamber in a building in New England back when she was in her little peacoat as a child to witness a ritual sacrifice of a boy naked over a obsidian black stone while they're doing what's called the Black Mass and ritual reverse speech of the Lord's Prayer while marching around like the movie Eyes Wide Shut with goat head, golden staffs, wearing a red hood over their heads, saying the Lord's Prayer backwards in Latin. People don't understand this, do they? They don't know that this is actually going on. They think
they just use their Google search. They can look up Bohemian Grove and put in Earl Warren, and you'll find him sitting there at the base of the
owl.
100-foot tall owl. You can also put Bohemian Grove and put Nelson Rockefeller and Reagan. And at one sitting, you'll find Nelson Rockefeller, Reagan, Haig, and a bunch of other ones that people should recognize if they're older like you and me and remember some of the 80s. But so many of them are processed through Bohemian Grove. They have both a physical office and huge campgrounds, and they a number of those annual meetings that they have up there, they print out like a camp guide. And some of those products have gotten into the hands of people that are exposing them. And
right.
You can find Clint Eastwood, and you can find all kinds of other people that are up there that people might not know about. But they also have a physical office in San Francisco, in Kitty Corner from their physical office. Oh, when you open up the doors, you see a big owl in the corner there. Anthony Hiller and I were going in there to film, and they came down on us.
Well, the all-seeing owl of the Bohemians, what do you think it means?
I just don't know enough about the occult stuff. I hear it called the Owl of Moloch and other different
right.
names. So that I don't know. But there was a bar across the street, and it's full of owls. I'm sure it's still there.
Well, when they actually sacrificed children to Moloch, they had this giant owl with its arms outstretched and hot coals, so they either have a real child that was conceived in lascivious sex by none other than your husband 9 months earlier, or a proxy, which is a sweetbread to the Queen of Heaven, laid on the arms of the owl. Did you know that?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Let's get into some of these lower-level organizations and work our way up to the Druids. By the way, this week is a week that we started earlier this week on the 11th, started on the 9th and finished on the 11th, Rosh Hashanah. But people need to understand the word Jew means praiser, like we walked around and had the walls of Jericho fall. The fact is modern Judaism is basically just converted through 1,300 years in Babylon, modern Druidism. And all the highest-level Masonic organizations on Earth, whether they're Muslim or Hindu or whatever, it doesn't matter. They're all basically ancient Druids, period. Now, people don't get that, do they? That's why they don't care if you worship on the Urantia book or the Upanishads or the Book of the Dead, the Bible, or the Quran. It doesn't matter to the high-level Masons because, ultimately, they believe the highest understanding of the nature of reality in the universe is Druidism, don't they? And all these organizations are worked toward a demonic goal. The latest one I want you to mention is called COPA, which is Community Organizations for Relational Power in Action. What the heck does that long term mean? What are they actually up to?
COPA. This is a front for Saul Alinsky's organization out of Chicago, the Industrial Areas Foundation. And one of the guys sitting on the board there was Noel Fields, who was, you know, supplying the communists through the Garland Fund and others. And it was Noel Fields that, together with Rockefeller, built the University of Chicago.
And by the way, these have religious organizations on their boards, too. Catholic, Jewish, and Christian organizations, all totally integrated into this mess, which is why I say when the tribulation happens, public churches of any kind are anathema. The only churches that are real are home churches, period.
Yep, exactly. You need to get out of those churches, use the money to inform yourself, and, you know, worship in your living room or your backyard or wherever.
Exactly, because when things get perverted, for example, when economic collapse comes and the New World Order comes, believe me, people aren't going to have to actively pursue the mark of the beast. If you don't actively get away from this system, you already have it. In other words, you won't be able to buy or sell, but you already be in the system. And all your public churches, all your institutions, all your governments all your COGS, all your COPAs and everything will be totally, you'll be in the mark of the beast system completely if you don't opt out and start thinking about getting out of it now, right?
Right. Well, this Soviet is being, you know, massaged by the churches. We've got up to like 24 of them listed here on this one page. And it's very interesting that their boundaries are exactly the same size as the Soviet COG here called Association of Monterey Bay Area Governments, which includes the county of Monterey, Santa Cruz, and San Benito. So, you know, they're mirroring exactly the Soviet that's being built. And as you already glanced on there, you've got everything from unions to Catholic churches, and of course the Unitarian Church, Episcopal churches, and then they have all of these various strategies. It's to absolutely destroy the individual and make people part of a community, you know, a Soviet. And you look at the foundation grants that they get, and you find that, you know, down the line is the Panetta Institute. And, of course, we already know Panetta, you know, is an espionage collaborator and asset for the Rockefeller family ever since the 60s.
Right. But people need to connect, though, these organizations on a physical level in their operations. For example, at the highest level, who do you think runs planet Earth? It's called the Druidic Council of 13. Have you ever heard of that before?
No, you're informing me on this.
Right, and one that sits in the 13th seat is called a Pindar, which means, in ancient terminology, means the penis of the dragon, or Lucifer, Satan himself. And that man is actually the proxy for Satan on Earth, running the council with the other 12 members being the head of the World Council of Churches, i.e. the Pope, the Black Pope, we call the Jesuit Pope. It's the head of the financial systems. It's all these organizations that are actually tied to the bank systems and everything, and the religious. And all of the churches, like the World Council of Churches and the United Nations, these are all just proxies of the Druidic Council. Everything on Earth is run by Satan through the Druidic Council of 13. Period.
Well, the other thing we see in here, that they get foundation grants and their community grants. And virtually every town or city or community has a community foundation. This is funded by the Community Foundation of Monterey and the Community Foundation of Santa Cruz, and a California endowment because they were interested in their work, so-called. That's bull. I mean, they come down with these blueprints and fund, you know, apparatchiks and people to perform the action and brainwashing and propaganda they're doing in order to impose world government. And
yeah, I'm going to just give you the term. I got a link here that I'm going to post up to. It's socioeconomichistory.com, wordpress.com, and it has a big long link. It talks about the Illuminati Council of 13, a.k.a. Grand Druidic Council. And it actually has a chart that shows all the connection with all the different agencies and groups on the planet. People don't understand that this is very real. It's not imaginary. It's not made up. It actually has physical names, for example. Mind manipulation, the elite military, intelligence agencies, drugs and arms trade, religion, banking, business, politics. Everything's all tied in. It actually has a chart that shows you everything. The prison reward, warder, consciousness, the fourth dimension, global elite, black nobility, Illuminati Committee of 300, the Illuminized Masonry, Knights of Malta, Knights of Society, Skull and Bone Society, and other secret societies like the Scottish Rite Freemasons. The Scottish Rite Freemasons were basically the keepers of the druidic things through Central Europe, which set up, for example, the Knights of the Round Table. This was actually in Scotland that preserved the knight system and the Illuminati masonry right through the Middle Ages, didn't it?
Exactly. The tracing of it is actually so fascinating, but it's real, and it affects our lives today. And
They were making this up, you know. We're not making it up. I'm just connecting all the dots here today. And what I want people to understand is we're probably not decades, but years away from things. For example, although Trump is doing a lot of good things, and I support him as a politician, I wanted to transform him so he stops becoming just a baby Christian, or maybe a possible Christian, into turning a real Christian leader, which also listens to other Christians that are saved, and not listening to maniacs like John Lightning Bolton and Nikki Haley at the United Nations that want to further balkanize the world and divide it, so we're ready and fit for destruction, which includes economic, physical warfare, etc., in the future, which will destroy most of humanity. People don't get it that this is coming. And by the way, the churches are fully collaborative. The lies like the rapture, the control of all our intel agencies by Israel. Yeah, I call Israel, it's a real hell. Israel controls every single security force of every single agency of our governments right now. Did you know that?
Well, I know they have a lot of the high-tech machines that we run our information through. And
even our missile defense systems being completely developed in Israel. Did you know that?
I didn't know that specifically.
Yeah, they were tied directly to some White Sands missile base. I took care of the employees there in Vandenberg doing missile tests and so on. But all even our missile defense systems are actually contracted through Israel to do tests in Israel. And that's why this ramp up toward a war with not just Syria when they're threatening Idlib, it's a war with Iran, because this is one of the end time things. If you look at the table of nations of Ezekiel 38 and 39, we're marching toward Armageddon quickly, aren't we? Month by month, we're marching toward Armageddon.
Well, we had Albert Pike, roughly talk about his three world wars, and that this is sort of the third one that he described.
Right, because he had direct Luciferic contact, because just like the Gesellschaft Society of Nazi Germany, that's all those secret agencies were the genesis of our OSS, our agencies in America that became the CIA, NSA, etc. In fact, all the transfer of technologies was from Nazi Germany. Our intel agencies wouldn't exist without the transplantation of their entire agencies, which are completely Luciferic and Druidic. People don't know this, do they? They don't realize that Adolf Hitler was a Druid, do they?
Nope. He wrote the book One World.
Right. They don't understand Adolf Hitler wasn't just a socialist, he was a Druid, a warlock. They don't know that, do they?
Yeah.
That's why he pursued the
order, I guess it was.
Right, that's why they pursued the sword of destiny that stabbed Jesus. That's why they went to the Antarctica, to Neuschwabenland.
Hunters.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world, and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. This thing, who are the Council of 13? Council of 13 is a ruling group of modern Illuminati. They are made up of the representatives of each of the 13 core families. The Illuminati is an extremely powerful secret organization with roots that go way back in history, determining our direction. They're actually all druids. The group was formed in the reaction to the Age of Enlightenment in the mid-1770s. That's the latest incarnation of them, by the way, which is interesting because the week that the Illuminati actually rose to power with Weishaupt was actually the same week that America was founded. Isn't that interesting? And remember that America was founded by the Druidic Masons that went to the Green Dragon Pub in New England. And in fact, America was founded by high-level Druidic Masons. That's why the Constitution of the United States with three different oppositional powers, executive, legislative, and judicial branches, are all basically powers of opposition. They're exactly part of the template of all Druidic organizations of oppositional power. Even the scientific method itself is Druidic. Don't you know that? most universities don't understand when they say they're leftists. They're not leftists. They're druids, period.
Well, certainly they think convenient for the printing of the dollar bill that it was the same date, together with the pyramid and the all-seeing eye and the 17th.
That's why, you know, when they talk about the Virgin Queen Elizabeth I, she wasn't a virgin. Her illegitimate son was Sir Francis Bacon, who wrote the Voynich documents. You ever heard about those? Voynich, V-O-Y-N-I-C-H?
No.
It actually lays out in symbology, and if you're a symbologist, they actually can bioconvert the symbology into actually English. You have to understand the Voynich document talks of America being the modern Atlantis, the resurrection of the ancient fallen empire of Atlantis. People don't know this stuff, do they? They don't realize that this is 500 years ago, and the Virgin Queen had a son who had an IQ over 200, and he was a druid. He was a high-level warlock. His name was Sir Francis Bacon. Is that interesting or what?
Yeah. Well,
in fact,
over to my south, they've got a pretty good-sized Rosicrucian build-out over in San Jose. I don't know. It must be 10, 12, 15 acres, something like that. And talk about symbology and so forth.
Well, California is very ancient. You know the mountains of California are the oldest mountains on Earth?
No.
They're older than the Himalayan mountains. The Himalayan mountains are relatively young by comparison to mountains in California, including the hills we're on, which is a blue granite rock that's the second hardest rock on the planet. The oldest mountains on Earth are California. Interesting, hey?
Huh. I'll be darned. I bet there's... it'd be fun to go up there with a pick and a shovel and see what was growing back then, huh?
Right. You have to understand that what's going on in our world, we're not just dealing with trans-dimensional, we're dealing with trans-terrestrial, planetary, and demonic things that are going on all levels, and that our government is controlled in every level. That's why we don't get advances in healthcare. We have advances in health control. We don't get advances in politics. Even when we have somebody like Trump who wants to do something and is becoming a baby Christian, he's got people surrounding him that are totally globalist, PNAC document writers, and high-level Masonic Masons. And he himself is a Royal Arch Mason who says now with the Space Force he's going to recolonize Mars. People need to get this. The Mars colony got set up in 1982 under George Bush Sr., and that when they got there were ancient monuments going back tens of thousands of years, that in fact the original population was destroyed in an ancient galactic war, and the king of Mars, his name was Apollo. So all high-level Masons with a phallic symbol in front of the Vatican and the Washington Monument, they're all worshiping their ancient Martian king, which is the king of Mars, and we were just a colony on Earth. Did you know that?
Well,
all high-level Masons believe this. All. Whether you're from from the mountains of China, and you consider yourself a non-Christian, or if you're a Muslim or whatever, they all worship the same belief systems. So inside, for example, the largest number of Masons in the world are not Christian, they're Muslim. Did you know that?
Hey, look at all the attacks on monuments today by the left and the media. The General Grant and ad nauseum. And here you've got the founder of the KKK, Albert Pike, with a major statue in Washington, D.C., and nobody touches it whatsoever.
Albert Pike, remember his three letters that were held in the British Museum, right? And, so when you reference all this stuff, you start to understand information gathered from the ex-members of the Illuminati says that members of the council hold meetings at regular intervals during the year, usually at days that are considered to be pagan or occult holidays. Those are druidic. It also is speculated that the council meetings are steeped in druidic symbolism and ritual, that the standing members of the council, in addition to their roles as the global leaders of the Illuminati, are also spiritual heads of the Illuminati. Of course they are. It's a church. It's a belief system. It's transgalactic. It's a transgalactic demonic belief system that's tied back to our so-called foster or father nations that came from the star system Orion, the Belt of Orion, which is what's called the Dragon Star. People don't know this stuff. All high-level Masons know it. And I've ministered to 90th degree Masons.
Other organizations going after somebody that gave to David Duke, who quit the KKK, I think in his 20s. Yet we got Harry Byrd, who was the head of the United States Senate, and you've got Clinton and everybody else going to his funeral saying the great praises of him, and he was a high-level the wizard of the KKK. So, it's totally selective. People aren't consistent, refuse to be logical.
Yeah. Wow. See, people have to start kind of connecting the dots here. And a lot of people say, when I get deviate off and I'm talking about functional medicine, anti-aging, and life extension, they will like to listen. When I get into this stuff, they say, who taught you this? What school did you go? What religious school did you go to? I didn't. I got taught by the school of hard knocks, and literally the most I got directly. I went through circumstances and exposure to things that most human beings, if they saw and know what I know, they wouldn't be around living. And God has preserved me to actually tell you the truth out here, because when you see the economy teeter on collapse, when you see the stupid statements by Trump dealing with Iran, North Korea, China, and Russia, when you see the globalists around him, there's like Nikki Haley and John Lightning Bolt, who actually helped to co-author PNAC documents, when you see the globalist organizations and councils and all the media and all the agencies doing everything they can to destroy Trump or people around him, even like his justice applicant Kavanaugh, this is not just obscene, it's called evil. And the level of evil that transcends the human nature, it's transdimensional and evil beyond the scope of the average mortal mind, which is why they don't believe it. They think you're a nut, Deagle. Why are you saying this? These are the people that frame history, aren't they?
When you identified Fox and Murdoch as one of them, you look at...
Murdoch actually owns a... Yeah, exactly.
They believe in the phony gassing in Syria. It's been proven wrong.
Well, in Duma, you're talking about the phony gassing in Duma where the white hats came in from Britain. And they lied.
Multiple times, not just once. But
They I don't think are capable of telling the truth. In fact, you know how you can tell they're lying? There's air moving over their vocal cords. And by the way, the public churches, when I actually talk to different public churches, which is why I don't go to any, the public churches, I may go to the Continuing Church of God, but even there I'm going to have to, you know, set things right, because the great deficiency in our world is ignorance. It says, Jesus said, and God said, I shall send a famine, not of bread or of water, but a feeling of the spirit of the truth. Now, the Bible speaks, but a lot of people read it, but they don't understand it. They don't cross-correct it. As it says in 2 Peter 2:10, no scripture is a private interpretation. But though the interpreter sent, i.e. a prophet or a called-out one, to tell you the truth about what's coming, you're going to be completely blindsided when you see what happens. Give you an example. I'm going to pick a date. Let's say 2027, 2028, 2029. Let's say Trump is gone. He hasn't got a Trump council to replace him. The Illuminati put a person in power to pretend to be president, and he's actually the beast. And he's going to have forces into a world system of financial controls once the system collapses, because it's a controlled demolition like 9/11. And America will force the mark on the planet of the whole world, which will eventually result in thermonuclear war. That's coming, people. I'm not making this up. I'm going to tell you, I'm not making it up. And you think, well, he's a nut. Why is he saying this? I'm saying, because... Number one, God is always with us, and he'll help us to get us through it. But if we don't understand the players in this, we're not going to understand the scheme, because we think, well, Trump is going to save us. In fact, a lot of people probably aren't even going to vote in midterms, not realizing we've got to vote for Trump now. But we also have to get in his face and say, don't do this and that. Don't listen to Nikki Haley and John Lightning Bolt. Don't succumb to the idea of your son-in-law, Kushner, who's a high-level Kabbalist Jew, who's basically just a modern Druid. That's what modern Judaism is.
Yeah, you're really accurate about the pretense. Our so-called representatives are only pretending to do legislation, whether it's city or county. It's the city manager and it's the county administrative supervisors. The rest, these so-called representatives of ours, just rubber stamp.
Exactly. What they're doing now is we're administratively run by globalist trusts and agencies and organizations that manipulate history through the various techniques like the Delphi technique. And we pretend that we actually have a representative government, but in fact, the agencies and the druids and all know this is a lie.
You got it.
That's what's going on, people. You're part of the liocracy. How's that?
The liocracy.
Norgine, a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. a combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.